Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, there are so many things that define who we are later in life, and rejection can be something that is a very powerful changing in how you turn out.
Yeah.
I know for me, I experienced a lot of bullying and rejection along the way, and it's made me a stronger, less likable person. There's some people out there who make me seem like I didn't go through such a terrible time. I was reading on Twitter, they asked some people to tell their most horrible rejection moments. And some of these I'm still shocked at. I've got to share these with you.
Okay.
Some are not as bad as others, but some of them are pretty bad. Heidi, I think you would agree with this one. One person wrote and said, at one time, a super charming guy that I had a crush on took me out to dinner a couple of times and invited me to this swanky gala. He had me over for Thanksgiving and then introduced me to his buddy as a girl I wish was my sister.
Oh,
that would be kind of tough, wouldn't it?
Wow. Oh, my heart's broken right now just hearing the story.
Right.
Oh my God.
Heidi can relate.
Okay. Another one said, my ex agreed to go to marriage counseling, so I was excited, hopeful, and relieved. On our first appointment, he explained to the therapist that we were only there so he could help me accept that our marriage was over.
Wow. Mm, yeah.
Well, he's helping her.
But yeah, that's tough, man. You're thinking he's maybe working it back out. Here's one I think could mess someone up for a long time. In seventh grade, I was invited to a slumber party with a lot of my friends. The girl's mom came home from work and we were all there and she said, there is no slumber party. I'm taking you all home. We all got in the van and she took us home. She took me home first. I later found out that she went right back to the house and the girls had the slumber party without me.
That's a bad mom.
Yeah.
So this girls didn't want her to be at the slumber party, so they came up with what they thought was a clever way to. So you find out later that's what happens.
That's like when you're on Facebook and you see one of your friends threw a party and didn't invite you.
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Well, this is a little worse, though. I mean, they were all in on it. They were all going along with this plan.
Unless the mom didn't tell the other girls until she dropped off the first one.
I'm getting rid of her. She's a pain. Yeah, I don't like her.
That's awful.
That is bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. I once went speed dating. I was the only guy that showed up, and there were 14 women. All 14 women chose to stay single rather than going out on a date with me.
That's awful.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Another one, boyfriend broke up with me over the phone. My mom wanted to take me to lunch to cheer me up. I showered and went to sit next to her outside under a tree to let my hair dry while we had lunch, and a bird crapped on my head.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's just a tough day. That's not quite as bad.
Heidi said she had a bird that did the same thing on her.
It did. Standing in the middle of a tennis court, I'm all dressed up feeling all pretty and, you know, having fun with this date, and it just pooped right on my head. Right on my forehead, dripped right down over my nose.
Ew.
Did you get a good night kiss?
Mm. But I mean, of all places in all the world, that one bird and me wearing white.
You got like...
Oh, it was white? Yeah, their poop's white a lot.
I'm guessing after that, too, there wasn't a love. That match was not a love match.
No.
Okay, here's one of a friend of mine who works in radio.
Okay.
And he said, I was dating a girl in college for the first couple of months of the school year. She wanted me to meet her parents, so I drove her home for Christmas vacation. And when I walked in with all her stuff, she said, Mom and Dad, this is JJ, the guy who gave me a ride here. all right, thanks, bud. Have a good break. Oh. She never spoke to me again. I drove home 2 hours trying to figure out what happened.
I didn't get that.
She needed a ride.
She just needed a ride. Oh. She thought she was going to meet the parents and have some fun.
Instead,
she just used him to get a ride home from college.
It's pretty creative.
Hey, tell us about the time, Tom, that a girlfriend wanted you to go to Thanksgiving dinner.
That was after we were broke up.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing at all.
That's got to be hurtful.
No, it was weird.
Oh, okay.
But here's
one. He
wanted a meal. Free dinner out of
it. He was okay with it.
Yeah.
My first wife moved out and moved in with my boss and radio partner. So this guy is working on a morning show, and his boss is his partner, and his wife leaves him for the boss and coworker.
You just have to wonder how long that had been going on.
Well, yeah, it makes her look bad. He got off. He's good.
Well, true, but it hurt when it happened.
I'm sure, right? Yeah, she's a tramp.
Anything like that.
And then here's another speed dating one. It says, I watched my brother get rejected by a whole bar full of women at some dating thing we had in the small town where they lived. He was so convinced that all these women would go nuts over him that he invited our whole family out, and he had exactly zero people interested in him. It was brutal rejection in front of his entire family.
Aww.
Wow. It seems like he maybe needed an ego
knocked
down.
Probably deserved that one. But the one that I think it gets me the most out of all that is the little kid with a slumber party.
Yes. Yeah.
That's just so cruel.
That's a bad parent. Yeah.
So I had a few things like that happen to me when I was a kid.
Oh, really? Were you included?
Yeah.
Let's relive them. Let's hear about them.
I already did. Thanks, Heidi.
You want to tell us your dating history?
No, this wasn't dating. This was in high school.
Okay, thanks.
I wasn't done yet with my story.
Right. I feel bad
now. It's just sad. It's just sad. Rejection's sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.